This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study of Ezra 4, we saw how enemies of God attack and wear down God's people, causing them to be frustrated and fearful. If we allow them to, our enemies will bring us to a standstill. Once stymied, how does one break free and start the walk of obedience again? Often we need help from some who are walking with God. In Ezra 5, we find two prophets, Haggai and Zechariah, providing that spark needed to reignite vision, passion, and obedience. These prophets of God were with them, helping them. It seems that once you get back on track and move forward for God, He gives new insight into what is needed to keep the project moving forward. They were confronted by the enemy again with questions of who authorized them to start the building again. They wanted to know the names of those who were behind this rebellious act. They were trying to intimidate them. Now, however, the eye of their God was watching over the elders of the Jews, and they were not stopped until a report could go to Darius and his written reply be received. This report encouraged a search to be made to find the proclamation Cyrus issued years before to start this whole project. Sure enough, the proclamation was found. Darius reinstated it and insisted that the enemies cease opposing the project. In fact, he demanded they support it with anything needed to complete it. Wow, what an amazing turnaround! Hearing God's word from the prophets and obeying it made the difference. Here is the secret to victory. Listen to God's word, trust it, and obey it.